Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. It's time for RCWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife, Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood in Madisonville, Tennessee, reaching the world for Christ. So we appreciate everybody out there listening. If you want to call in, be a part of this, why, call in on 310-742-1759. That's 310-742-1759. We'll put you on the line here with us just to obey the Lord and just to worship the Lord and excuse me, in spirit and truth. So just go ahead and call in on 310-742-1759, and we'll just have a great time in the Lord. So praise the Lord. So you want to give a prayer request now? I'll let Betty give a prayer request right now. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be back on here. And we're just going to lift up the name of Jesus tonight and have a good time in the Lord. We have many prayer requests coming in. Some of them's real urgent. We got Pastor Rick Harris says, please pray for a lady in our church that was given 5 to 7 days. And that was 9 weeks ago, but her time is getting shorter and her family's grieving. So let's remember that family tonight. And Pastor David Crittenden is going in for surgery tomorrow to have cancer removed from his lung. So let's remember him. And Tony Garcia said that his mother, Martha Garcia, has been taken off the life support, and they want to give God praise for that. She's been in the hospital for 2 weeks on life support. So we know that God's a working God. And Lily Torres needs our prayers tonight. It's an unspoken request, but God knows all about it. And Keith Green, he has cancer. He needs a miracle. I think he also needs salvation. Frances Brannon lost her husband here a month or two back, and she's needing prayer. Billy Keeler got food poisoned, and he needs a healing. Tony and Dolores Garcia have started new jobs and needing God to move for them on that. Pastor Rick Harris needs a miracle in his body. And Teresa Truel has had a fall and she cracked her tailbone, so let's remember her. She's been in a lot of pain. Edith Wakefield needs our prayer. She had a stroke here a couple weeks back. I think the right side of her
left
side of her body's paralyzed, so let's remember her. God's able to raise them up. And a mother's wanting prayer for her son that's getting divorced. She said he's a good Christian and he's having a hard time dealing with it. Let's remember Larry Corden. He needs our prayers tonight. Let's remember all the tornado victims and all the ones that lost their loved ones and lost their homes. And let's remember Jessie, a lady at our church. She needs strength. Her daughter Patricia has stage 4 cancer and she's needing a miracle. Kevin Miller family, they need our prayers tonight. John Lovelace needs a miracle. Gladys, Sister Gladys Dentmer's uncle needs a miracle in his body, Brother Gary. Brother Saeed, an American pastor that is in an Iranian hospital, let's remember him. He was in prison for being a Christian and for not denying the name of Jesus. So let's remember him, that they will release him and not put him back in prison, that he'll come home to his family here in the United States. He's been over there for about 2 years now, so he's needing to come home. And he was beaten very bad, and he's got internal bleeding. Roy and Martha Sexton need our prayers tonight. They're needing healing in their bodies. Tim Hall, I guess he probably still needs healing in his body. I haven't heard nothing lately. John Sample's two grandsons, one of them has two types of cancer, and the other one has a rare disease. And Randy Richardson needs our prayers. And Kevin Miller's mom has cancer and needs a miracle. And I want everybody to remember me tonight. I'm retaining a lot of fluid in my body. So I guess that's all.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So you heard them prayer requests there. So we're going to, I guess, have a...
My niece, Christina Dunlap, she's from the Philippines. She's going to sing a song for us at this time.
Appreciate that wonderful song. That's Betty's niece singing that song, and she's from the Philippines. So she does a great job there, so we really appreciate that. So let me get this call in here and let them identify themselves. 661, come in here and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hi, Brother Yearwood. This is Sister Gladys in Moorhead, Kentucky.
Praise the Lord. Glad you called in there, Sister. Appreciate you. We'll get to you here just in a minute. I think Betty's got a praise report here she's wanting to turn in.
Yeah, we heard from Brother Jack Coe today, Brother Jack Coe Jr., and he's been to the South America, and there's been 4,000 people saved in about three weeks. So we just give God all the praise and glory for those 4,000 souls that were saved over in South America.
Praise God.
And Brother Jack called me there today and was telling me about it. I got excited about 4,000 souls getting saved. That's wonderful. So, Sister Gladys, just go ahead and obey the Lord there. Our subject tonight's on what kind of a spirit, what kind of sound do you hear? Sorry about that. What kind of sound you hear? So just go ahead and obey the Lord there tonight.
Okay, I'm kind of not really throwing it together. I've had my mind on the Lord. Tim had to fix some cameras at church, but God is good anyhow. I praise him. And he's the only voice that I want to hear, Brother Yearwood.
Amen.
You know, we have to make a choice every day. You know, we can decide to hear the voice of God, the voice of the devil, or listen to our own voice. And a lot of times our own voice sometimes will get us and lead us astray. But I want to be focused on the Lord. And I know if I keep my mind on the Word of God, and, you know, we stopped over at the church, and like I said, he did his work, and I went ahead and rounded up a Bible in the pew. And, you know, God will speak to me wherever I am, you know, and that's what's awesome.
Yeah.
When we go to the house of God, I take the Lord with me. I don't leave him at home. Wherever I go, he's with me. And I thank him tonight. We're going to use the scripture of Psalm 89:15. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. You know, I praise God. I want to have a joyful walk with him. You know, the enemy would like to throw anything and everything, but sometimes I think people stand up in the house of God and they glorify the devil too much. They'll say, the devil's
Amen.
On my back. Well, he has no right to be on your back. He has no right to
Amen.
Walk with you and talk with you. We need to tell the devil where to go, you know, and just tell him he's got to flee. A lot of times we have to take our authority, and many times we don't stand up and do what God has told us that we could do. He said to use the scriptures against him. When Jesus was out in the wilderness, that was the very thing that he fought the enemy with, and that was the Word. And I thank God that we do have the Word. You know, many places today, we need to be thankful for the Word of God that we can have in our home. Many times people have maybe 4 or 5 Bibles, but they don't even get them out. You know, and more, Brother Yearwood, as I've been on this broadcast, I cringe at some of the scriptures that I see. I try to, if, you know, I'm not perfect by no means. I don't want to sound that way. But when they translate it different, it truly takes the meaning out of the Word of God. You know, some
Amen.
Of those words you can't replace. And I praise God for the true Word of God. And I know that if that's the Word that I preach out of and that's the one I want to use always, then people need
Amen.
To understand there's a difference. You know, you can get these translations out here, but they'll lead you astray. Many commentaries, they too will lead you astray, unless you put them hand in hand with the Word of God. If it lines up with the King James Version and the Bible itself, then you can follow it. But some of these things don't even come close to what we need
Amen.
To hear. In John 10:4-5, it says, When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. You know, many people are listening to a lot of different voices, Brother Yearwood, but in these last days
yeah.
we need to truly get alone with God and listen to his voice, because he's the only one that's going to lead us to heaven. And, you know, he's our shepherd, and we're supposed to hear his voice. And when we get to know him and have this one-on-one relationship, you know, it's just like a marriage or a friendship. If you don't stay in contact together, then that's going to grow cold. I don't want my relationship to ever be cold. And I know this much, If years ago, if I would have listened to the enemy's voice, I wouldn't be able to get out of bed today. He would say, you're too weary, you're too weak, you can't put your feet on the floor. But I had to get out the scriptures and say, in the mighty name of Jesus, he said, by his stripes, I am healed. We were healed. When he took those stripes on Calvary, he paid a price, a high price for my healings. And I praise him for that. You know, we need to get alone. And there's too much access that we have today to listen to videos, you know, listen to the Word of God. And understand that we get that in our spirits, we're going to bubble over with it. You know, my main conversation is about the Lord. And, you know, when people think that maybe I'm too serious, I am serious. Jesus was serious about me. You know, and the enemy, like I said, he will keep people beat down. You know, doctors have their place. Don't get me wrong, but I know this much. If you listen too closely to them doctors' reports, you will be beat down, defeated, and you'll be oppressed and depressed. I choose to speak out the Word of God. Speak it into existence. If you have a trial that you're going through or trouble on hand, you just speak to that mountain, and it will move. I've done that many times and said, Lord, this is too much for me to handle. But due to what you've written in the Word of God, I know that this mountain can be removed out of my life. And in 2 Corinthians 10:5, it says, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself to knowledge of God, and bringeth into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You know, we can take these thoughts that we have. Like I said, you can either choose to listen to God, Satan, or our own thoughts. And sometimes, like I said, those thoughts we have to take into captivity. The enemy will throw a thought into your mind and make you believe that someone doesn't like you, or that they got up out of a service, out of the pew, because they didn't like what you're preaching. The devil is a liar. A lot of times people have situations they have to deal with. What we need to do is take it before the Lord and seek his face. You know, there's too much envy and jealousy and trouble and trials in the house of God that shouldn't be there. You know, we shouldn't envy our brother or sister unless it's a good thing. You know, he said to ask God for the gifts of his calling. You know, he said to ask for prophecy. You know, that's something I hold dear in my heart. You know, God has blessed me in ways that are maybe a little different to interpret tongues, but that's not anything that I glorify. It's just a gift, and it's a high calling, and people feel like they can whisper and talk about prophecies to one another. You better be careful what ground you're walking on. You know, many times people think they say, thus saith the Lord, it better be thus saith the Lord. I hold that dear to my heart, and like I said, I hold that calling high in my mind. I know that people need to walk it and talk it and believe it. In James 1:5-7, it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. You know, I'm not into this name it and claim it thing. You know, I believe that you can name things and you can claim things, but you need to stand on the Word. Get you some scriptures to stand on when you do that. Lord moved on us for a financial need recently. I'd spoken about it on the broadcast, and I praise God. If you stand on the Word, you can't go wrong. I thank him for that. In Proverbs 4:7, it says, wisdom is the principal. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. That's the thing I know. When I ask God for wisdom and knowledge, I want understanding to go along with it, because I can have all the wisdom and knowledge that I ask for, but if I don't understand what I'm asking God for, then it won't benefit me. I can read the Word from daylight till dark, but I need to ask God for guidance in that, to show me the way that I need to go. And I know it brings me closer to him. It teaches me more about how he wants me to walk and do for him. We're lights to dark places, and I've considered it. You know, a lot of people, I've called them the untouchables. Many people don't want to go on the highways and byways, but the Word of God says that's what we're exactly supposed to do. We're supposed to let the Holy Spirit work through us and let people see that God loves them, doesn't matter if they're living on the side of the road. It doesn't matter if they have just a little tiny house. God will bless them in that house if they seek his face. And I thank him for that. He never said that you're better than this one. He created us equal in my eyes. I believe that. And he called us called everybody to make it to heaven. You know, it's our free will that gets us in trouble. That's where we need to read the word and ask God for guidance. And he will talk to us. You know, he talks to us in our spirit. It's a still small voice is what the Bible says. And many times over, he's told me, you can. You know, praise me each day. And sometimes I have to do that. When I feel weak in my body, I say, thank you, God. Give me your strength this day. Help me to walk and do what you'd have me to do. Let me be a light to others that don't know how to be a light to others, that need comfort and encouragement. There's not enough of that today. In 1 John 4:1, says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. We need to truly seek God's face, because like I said, with those translations being changed, we need to know what the true word of God is, because it will be a familiar spirit that comes our way. You know, in the end times, we need to truly know the word of God for ourselves. You know, we need to get in the word. Don't let just our pastors teach us. We need to get into it for ourselves and understand it. 1 Corinthians 14:33 says, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. You know, the enemy will try to come into a church house and tear it to pieces, but that's not God's will. He said to mark those brethren that cause divisions and problems. He wants the leadership to give guidance to other people. But when people use the church house as a revolving door and stir up trouble and whisperers, you have to watch whisperers in the house of God, but that's, amen, again, the enemy using people to speak to you. And we need to ask for more discernment now than we ever have before. He said in 1 Peter 5:8, it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And then in Galatians 5:16, he says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. In Proverbs 12:15, he said, the way of a foolish fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. We need to listen to godly counsel. Everybody that speaks to us in the church house doesn't always have godly counsel. And we need to ask the Lord for the guidance and ask for discernment for him to lead us and guide us and teach us in this. You know, I didn't want too much time. Like you said, it is God's time.
Oh, good Lord. But,
praise God tonight, and I thank him, and I praise God that you guys allow me to come on here and share the word of God. You know, I believe that there's coming a day that the Lord is going to allow me to set up a room to where when I preach, I walk when I preach, and sometimes I feel like I'm at a standstill sitting in this room. But I praise God for the opportunity. I don't want to sound like I'm complaining. But if I can just reach one soul, Brother Yearwood, that's my goal. If one person can hear my voice and understand, you don't have to be in a dark pit. The Lord will give you a light. He can shine the light of the gospel, and he can let you follow him. Just seek his face, and he will lift you up when you feel down, and he will give you a song. It's like someone said, if you start singing a song, heaven, oh heaven, is there for you. If you live right, heaven is there for you. You know, we will sit up straight, and our posture will change, our demeanor will change. God can encourage our heart. I thank him for that, and that's the thing I know, is if I listen to God's voice daily, he will encourage me. Every minute of the day, he will lead me, guide me, and strengthen my heart. I want to give it back to you, but when we have prayer requests, remember my daughter-in-law. My husband just had to take her to the ER. She's having trouble with her back. And I do have a praise report, a couple of them, really. My Uncle Gary that had the, it was a golf ball size or bigger cancer in his body. They removed it and think that they have all of it. And Laura McKnight, she's asked for prayer each week, and I thank God that when she went to the doctors, her praise report is that she's cancer-free. And I give God the glory for that. you are truly reaching souls, and I give God all the glory. He's the honor in that. I give it back to you, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. What was your daughter Noah's name there?
Her name is Gloria.
Okay. So she's going to be all right.
Yeah, she needs God to touch her body, really. She's got a pacemaker, and she has difficulty sometimes with chest pains, and sometimes it's anxiety. But she needs God to strengthen her and her marriage. And just, I know God's all into just bringing them closer, and I praise God for that.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So everybody's going to have to bear with us and pray for us. One of our computers just went down, so we can't really see what's going on, so we're just going to have to play it by guess. And so the battery went down on it, and so just still, you can go ahead and call in out there and on 310-742-1759. And Tim's got his on, so he can turn you on there by his, and we'll still put you right on the line here with us worldwide, just reaching the world for Christ. And our subject tonight is what kind of a spirit or what kind of a sound do you hear, you know? I don't know why I keep saying spirit, but anyway, what kind of a sound do you hear? What are you hearing to talk to you tonight? Which one are you being obedient to, you know? We're a servant of the one that we obey. So, like Sister Gladys said, I want to hear the Spirit of God. I want to hear what he's telling me. You know, as long as we listen to the voice of God, we'll not go wrong. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, Tim's going to sing a song here in a minute there, and he gets it. Okay, he's ready to sing here now. So just worship the Lord with him.
I only need to
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that song there. If you got your Bibles and want to turn with us tonight, why, feel free to. Just pray for me because my voice has been trying to go for I don't know how many months now, but God always takes care of me. So just going to trust the Lord to move for me and take care of me. So we're going to read in Psalms. Sister Gladys has done read it, but I'm going to read it again. Then I'm going to go down to John 10 and verse 4. But Psalms 89 and 15, it says, "Blessed is the people that knows the joy." Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound that they walk. Praise God. Hallelujah. The devil's really trying to mess with us tonight. Our battery went down in our computer and everything else, but I'm going to let Betty read it for
you. Psalms 89:15. "Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the sight of thy countenance."
Praise the Lord. So, you know, we're supposed to walk in the sound of the Lord's countenance. We walk in his ways. You know, there ain't no way that we can go wrong. So I want to expound a little bit upon John 10 and 5 here. I really seen this year come to pass one time, I wondered about this whenever I read it. I mean, whenever I'd read it, I wondered about it until one day we were sitting in our home down in Tunnel Hill, Georgia, and we was living straight across the road from the sheep farm, and this man had several hundreds of sheep. I looked out in my yard, and our yard was just completely full of sheep. So I went over there, and I told him, and I'll go ahead and let Betty read this here for you. Then praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
John 10, 4, and 5. "And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, and they know his voice. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers."
Okay, now praise the Lord. As I was saying there, I wondered about this scripture a lot of times when I'd read it, and I went and went over there and I told this man, I said, "Your sheep's out in my yard." And when I told him that, all he'd done was stood up on his porch. And he made a sound, just kind of sound like a duck or something other. And when he did, every sheep, I just single lined it up. And, I mean, they just went all over the roads and everywhere going to him. And, you know, they went running to that man because he was their shepherd. And he just went walking back toward the lot in front of them. And they just kept following him. And, you know, then I thought, well, that's way the word would say, the sheep would follow, their shepherd would follow their master. He knows their voice. Then in a couple of days later, I looked back out in the yard, and all the sheep was back out again. And when they were out again, his wife and a cop was out there, and they were trying to drive them sheep. And them sheep was going every which way. And I thought, yeah, that's just what the word said. Strangers they'll not follow. You know, that man's wife and that cop, they didn't have the sound that them sheep was used to, and they wouldn't follow them, and they couldn't drive them. You know, that's the way that it is today. God's children, we ought to hear the voice of the Lord. I will to be led by His Spirit. I will walk in as He goes. I praise God. You know, there's too many today. Too many spirits are out here in the land today trying to guide people off the wrong way. Sister Gladys was talking about the Word. You know, you take the King James Version, you can follow that Word. You can understand that Word if you're spiritual, understood. But if you're just a carnal mind, and you've got a carnal mind, you're going to follow anything. And a lot of these other Bibles, I know that I come against them a lot because they are not the Word of God. I'm not going to follow something that's going to lead me wrong. If I start somewhere, I've got a praise the Lord, I've got a GPS to lead me. And, you know, that GPS will take us where we're wanting to go most of the time. But I'm going to tell you something. Jesus will take you where you're wanting to go every time if you'll follow His voice. If you'll walk after Him, you'll not go wrong. I want to tell you something today, praise God. We've got to walk after the Lord. We've got to do what God wants us to do. We've got to hear His voice. We can hear many voices out there, praise God, and many will lead them wrong. But I'm going to tell you something, my friend tonight. We need to hear the sound of God. We need to hear what God is telling us. And we need to follow Him if we want to walk up the way toward the kingdom of God. If we want to walk on the streets of gold one day, we got to follow after the Spirit. Because He is the true Spirit. He is the one. His voice we should hear. If we're a servant of the Lord, we should hear the voice of God. We should, praise the Lord, walk as He would walk. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you, the devil's going out to move back and get out of here. He's going out to move and get away from us. Praise God. Because we're going to have this service. Despite of every devil in hell, we're going to have this service. We're going to glorify our Father, which is in heaven. We're going to worship Him in spirit and truth, even though, praise God, they may go down. But God is still God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Psalms 105:1-4. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. Sing unto Him. Sing songs unto Him. Talk ye all His wondrous works. Glory ye in His holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in His strength. Seek His face evermore.
Praise God. You know, we got to seek His face forevermore. You know, praise God. We got to, while He is near, we've got to turn and look to the Lord because He is the author and the finisher of our faith. You know, if we don't seek Him, the devil will step in and he will lead us wrong. He's got many voices out there that he would try to get you led off down the wrong path. But praise God, I'm glad tonight that we can hear the voice of the Lord. We know who He is. We know, praise God, that God is speaking, and we can hear the voice of God. You know, a lot of people says, I don't know, I never hear the voice of the Lord. But I'm going to tell you something. If you never hear the voice of the Lord, you need to go back to the altar and really get down there, get your life where that you can hear, because God is speaking. He's leading you. He's the one that's calling you out of the darkness into His marvelous light. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
2 Samuel 5:23-25. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, Thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind them and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. And let it be, when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt bestir thyself. For then shall the Lord go out before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. And David did so, and the Lord had as the Lord had commanded him, and smote the Philistines from Geba unto thou come to Gezer.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. I tell you what, praise God. Hallelujah. Let me try to read that again. Praise the Lord. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind them and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. You know, that's what the Lord was doing. David, he was asking the Lord there for a deal. He was asking the Lord there. He said, you just fetch this, then I will know. You know, praise God, David was going to battle there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then we look there and he said, and let it be when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shall bestir thyself, for then shall the Lord go out before thee to smite the post of the Philistines, praise God. I tell you what, praise the Lord, the devil, he don't want this to go out tonight, but you know, he knows, praise God, that the Lord defeated him right there. The Lord beat the devil right there at that battle. And you know, praise God, tonight, my friend, God is going to beat this devil that is trying his best to interfere with this service tonight. But praise God, he's not getting no glory, because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I praise God tonight, because the devil, as David here, he knew if he called upon the Lord, if he sought the Lord, the Lord would hear him, and the Lord would do just what he said. Then David, I believe David just stood back and let God fight the battle for him. And I believe tonight, my friend, if we fight in a battle, if we'll just stand back, we'll let God fight it for us. Then praise God, we will win the battle. Praise God, every time ever been a war ever started up, if God was in the midst of it, he won it. You know, he won it single-handed by himself. I'll praise God, and that's all we've got to do tonight is step back and say, Lord, as you let the sound come forth in the top of the mulberry tree, you won that battle, praise God, and you can win this here tonight, praise God. Then let's look into Revelation 3 and verse 13. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say unto the churches. You know, tonight, my friend, there's a Spirit of God going across this land, and people need to hear what the Spirit say. I let it go across this land. Everybody's got to hear. They need to hear what the Spirit say. You know, them lambs up there, them sheep, they had a year. They heard what the voice of God was saying to them. They heard what the voice spoke to them. But I'm going to tell you something tonight. My friend, all we got to do is to hear the voice of the Lord, and we will be obedient to him. Let's look into the third chapter of Revelation and verse 20 and 22. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. You know, tonight, my friend, the Word is telling us here, if we will just only hear his voice, and we'll just only open up the door, he will come in and he will sup with us, and we can sup with him. Praise God. Let's look into verse 21. To them that overcometh will I give to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. You know, praise God. Jesus, he overcome the world. He went back and he sat, praise God, in the throne room with God. He's sitting in the throne with God tonight. And he said to them that would overcome, he would get them to sit in the throne with him. You know, one day after a while, if we overcome this world and all the things of this world, one day after a while, we will be able to sit in the throne with God. You know, that's what it's all going to be worth. That's what we're going to be able to rejoice in. One day after a while, praise God, to be able to know that beyond every shadow of doubt, we're going to be able to go and sit with God in the throne room. Hallelujah. Praise God. Look in verse 22. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say unto the churches. You know, praise God. He said the same thing up there in the 13th verse. He's trying to get it over to us tonight. We've got ears. We need to hear the Spirit of God. We need to hear what God is trying to tell us. We need to walk in his Spirit. If we walk in his Spirit, then we'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But we'll glorify him. We'll praise him. We'll worship him in spirit and in truth. God is a calling tonight for people to hear his voice. God is a calling tonight to people that will turn from their wicked ways. Oh, my friend, tonight, you may be up there wicked. You may not know the Lord, but all you've got to do is just humble your heart down before God and ask God to come in and give you life. He wants to. His door. He's standing at the door knocking today for you to come in, to open up the door, praise God. Right there in verse 20 in Revelation, in verse chapter 3 and verse 20, it says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will up with him and he with me. You know, my friend, the Lord is telling you tonight, he's knocking on your heart's door. If you're lost and don't know the Lord as your personal Savior, if you would just only turn your life over to him and say, Lord, here I am. I want you to come in. I want to be a changed person. I want to make heaven my home. I told my son today, I had a chance to talk with one of my sons. I told him, I said, look, I said, the lake of fire is real. I said, you're going to fool around and you'll miss out with God. I said, you've not missed it all, but there's a lake of fire. I said, it burns forever and ever and ever and ever. I said, you'll never be burned up there. I said, ain't no just a short time there. I said, it's there for eternity. I said, you'll stay in that place with fire forever. I said, you better not put it off too long. You better turn your heart to God right now and pray. I'm planting seeds. I'm planting word into my family and into everyone else that I can plant that word into. That seed, I believe I heard somebody say here last week, it would grow. My friend, that seed that we plant, this word of God that we plant into people's lives, it will take root and it will grow and people will be able to repent of their sins and people will be able to follow after the Spirit of God because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that we can serve a living God, that we don't have to worry about what's going to happen. Oh, praise God, I'm so thankful tonight, hallelujah, for this word and for this gospel that's going across this land tonight. Hear the voice. What kind of a sound are you hearing out there? Who are you hearing calling your name? Praise God, I'm going to tell you, you got to hear the voice of God if you want to make heaven your home. I'm going to let Sister Betty read some more to us.
First Chronicles 14, starting with verse 10. And David inquired of God, saying, shall I go up against the Philistines, and wilt thou deliver them unto my hand? And the Lord said unto him, go up, and I will deliver them into thine hand.
Praise the Lord. You see, David asked him a question there. Said, if I go up, will you deliver them into my hands? And he done asked God for a question. And he knew that he knew that if he asked God to do something, God would do it. My friend, you're no different. I'm no different from what David was. God said he had no respect of a person. And my friend, what he done for David, he will do for you. The battle that you've got, that you're facing, all you've got to do is just ask the Lord if he will come on the scene for you. And he told David there, he said, if you'll go up, I will deliver them into your hands. Praise God, I'm going to tell you something tonight. If you'll go up to that battle that you've got going on, if you'll go to God first, he will deliver that battle right into your hands. You can conquer it tonight through the Word of God, through the Spirit of God. You can conquer every devil in hell. I thank God tonight that we're serving a God that have so much love for us that he will turn to us, that he will fight our battles. Praise God. I tell you what, I'm so thankful tonight that I can say, Lord, this battle's not mine, but it's thine. It belongs to you, God. You're going to have to fight it for me. And God will fight these battles for us if we'll just only let him. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes. Verse 11. So they came to Baal-perazim, and David smote them there. Then David said, God hath broken in upon mine enemies by mine hand like the breaking forth of waters. Therefore they called the name of the place Baal-perazim. And when they had left their gods there, David gave a commandment, and they were burned with fire. And the Philistines yet again spread themselves abroad in the valley. Therefore David inquired again of God, and God said unto him, go not up after them, turn away from them, and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. And it shall be, when thou shalt hear the sound of going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt go out to battle, for God is gone forth before thee to smite the host of the Philistines.
Praise the Lord. You see, God told David the directions and how he was going to do and everything, and David heard him. You know, I'll praise God. He said, if you'll just wait until you hear the sound in top of the mulberry trees, then he said, then you go out. Then he's going to fight the battle for you. He's going to smite them for you. He's going to win the battle. Praise God. I'm so glad tonight that if we will listen, we can hear when God tells us to move, just like David did there. David could have done like a lot of us tonight. A lot of times we want to run and get ahead of God, and we get ourselves into trouble. But if we'll just listen and wait until we hear the sound in the top of the mulberry tree telling us when to go and what to do, then God will fight our battles. He'll go before us. He's done been there, my friend. He done went through it once, and he'll go through it again for you. If you'll just only hear the voice of God, you only hear the sound in the top of the mulberry tree. I'm so thankful, praise God, that God has given David a sound, and he's going to give us one if we will only hear what the Spirit saying to the church this day. You know, that's the main important thing, is just hearing of what God's got to say. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Verse 16, David therefore did as God commanded him, and they smote the host of the Philistines from Gibeon even to Gezer. And the fame of David went out into all the land, and the Lord brought the fear of him upon all nations.
Praise God. You see what God did? He told David what to do. He gave him the, as I said there a while ago, the directions. And my friend, God wants to give you, and he wants to give me the directions to go in. If we'll just only go as he told us to go, then we will make it. We can conquer everything. Praise God, I'm so glad tonight, hallelujah, that we can hear the voice of God. God wants to fight our battles for us. I praise God tonight that we're able to fight the battle through him. He will conquer them. He'll go ahead of us. He will smite the army for us. He'll fight the battle. Praise God, don't matter what kind of a battle it is. He's done won it, my friend. All we got to do is just lean upon him and open the door and let him go forth and let him do the fighting for us. Hallelujah.
1 Samuel chapter 3, starting with verse 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time, when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, Here am I. And he ran unto Eli and said, Here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I called not. Lie down again. And he went and laid down. And the Lord called yet again, Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not, my son. Lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and laid down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So, you see, Samuel back over there, the word of the Lord had never been revealed unto him. But whenever it was revealed unto him, he said, The Lord, here am I, send me. You know, praise God, that's tonight. A lot of people out there that's lost and don't know the Lord as their personal Savior, they need to call upon God just like Samuel did. And he needs to turn and go to the Lord and say, Lord, come in to my life. And, you know, praise God, whenever Samuel recognized the Lord was calling him, my friend, I'm going to tell you something. The Lord tonight is calling you out there, and you need to recognize the voice of God. You may be someone sitting somewhere with drugs in your body. You may be sitting somewhere drunk. You may be sitting somewhere in trouble. All you need to do is just call upon God, and he will come into you, and he will make it at peace. My friend, if you'll make peace with the Lord tonight, as Samuel did there, my friend, he will fight the battle for you. And, you know, praise God, God is looking for people tonight to turn their lives over to God. He's looking for people tonight that will recognize his voice, recognize that sound, that little small still voice, my friend, that's speaking to you and telling you to repent of your sins as the door is being knocked on. God is calling up on you, and he's calling your name. My friend, tonight you need to just repent of your sins and say, Lord, here I am, come in and make it peace with me. Let me sup with you and you sup with me. I praise God in the Lord. Them that will overcome the world, he will get to sit in the throne with him. Wouldn't you like to be able, one day after a while, at the end of the time, to be sitting in the throne of God? I'll be sitting there with God, hallelujah. I'll be able, hallelujah, to hear the Lord's voice, to hear him call upon you, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise God. 770, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
I'm right here. Hello?
Praise. Okay. 770.
Yes, this is Robin Grisham.
Oh, okay.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I just called in to listen, but I really like the show, and I just wanted you to know God's going to bless you for what you're doing. But, you know, sometimes we have to listen hard to hear that small, still voice.
Amen.
You know, God is always speaking to us. He's always telling us what he wants us to do. But,
yes,
you know, with everything that goes on around us, we have a way of blocking everything out. And you can't hear that small, still voice. I'm just telling you, I'm a Christian. I love the Lord. And I know when the Lord is talking to me, and people out there think that the Lord is not there. He's not talking to you because they're not listening. They're not hearing what God's saying.
Amen. Well, just go ahead and obey the Lord there and testify, Lord. I'm you're the first time you've ever called in, ain't it?
No, it's the second time I've called in. I haven't called in a while, but I do want to testify of what God has done for me, because I know that there are people out there with heart problems. And
amen.
I need to testify about this. I went to the doctor and had what you call a heart cath in December.
Yes.
And they said one side of my heart's 100% blocked, The other side is 45% blocked. But God, I'm telling you what's true. God moved in such a mighty way. He rerouted the blood vessels in my heart.
Amen.
So I still have the blood flow, even though I've got the blocked arteries.
Amen.
So I'm just,
praise God.
I'm just believing in God. When you think God has given up on you and you feel like that there is no hope, God will intervene. He will intervene, but you have to obey him. You have to trust in him. Because he said that by his stripes we're healed. And he told me, he said, I will create a new heart in you.
Amen.
And I have to stand on that and believe in that. I know God has done so many things for me, and he's willing to do so many things for everybody else. But they have to give their heart to the Lord and obey and listen to his voice when he speaks to you. He will lead you where you need to go, but you have to stop and listen.
Amen.
And I just wanted to share that with everybody.
Praise the Lord. We're glad you did. Now, I didn't catch your name, our sister. What did you say your name was?
Robin Gresham. I go to Brother John's church.
Oh, okay. Well, we appreciate you. When that 770 come up here, I figured it was Brother John. He had never made it in here tonight, so I don't know what.
Well, it may be. I'm sorry. It may be.
No, huh?
That's
no,
all right.
You're the only one answered on that 770, so that's good. We're glad that you called in there, and we really appreciate Brother John and everything down there. Everything's went wrong here tonight with our system, or one of our computers went down on us, and we got three of them, and the ones we've always used, one of them, the battery went down on it, and it shut us down, so we've had to rearrange everything, so we still end up with three, but we just give God the glory and the praise for everything.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just want to say I love the Lord, and I am so grateful for what y'all are doing, because you're not seeing the word go forth it's like it used to, like it's meant to. And I believe God's going to bless this show that you have going on here. I don't know what to call it.
Amen.
Other than God's word going forth.
Amen. Yes, it is.
I really believe that.
Reaching over 1 million.
And I don't know if Brother John had told you, and I'm not taking the glory for anything, but I was sitting in his church one day, and God gave me a vision. And I just happened to turn around and look out the window, and I saw thousands and thousands and multitudes of people. And I believe it was for the church that we go to, maybe for your church too. But I believe God is bringing them in. Because we don't have but a short time left on this earth. I believe God is bringing his people in. And the ones that are lost out there, we need to do some work. It's time to get out here and plow the field.
Amen.
I agree there. We've got some doors open for us, and we're just waiting on the Lord and hoping and praying that the means will be sent in to us. We've got a revival scheduled in Sierra Vista and Arizona that we're supposed to go out there if God makes the way for us to get out there. We're going to be working with Dr. Melvin Harder out there, the Miracle Valley Bible College president out there. So we was out there in 2010, had a great revival, and so we're looking forward to back out there again. So and we've got a...
That's good.
Got some more doors opened up, so we're just praising God for it. So, Sister Gladys, I want to read a few more verses here, then I want you to come back in there and obey the Lord.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. And, Sister, if you have anything else later after Sister Gladys, why, we'll get you back in there again.
Okay, well, I have a need that needs to be met.
Okay.
Because the church is praying. My church is praying, too. I really need a car. My car is the one I've got is just about on his last leg. I'm believing in God that he will either help me get this car fixed or supply another one.
Amen. We will agree with you.
He said he would supply all my needs, and I just believe that.
Yes, amen.
Okay, we done turned in a bunch of prayer requests. Let's just go ahead and pray over the prayer requests now. Sister Gladys, do you have any more prayer requests?
Just remember my household and my daughter-in-law that's at the ER, and continue praying for John Loveless. I don't want to see him come to church with having to take chemo. You know, God wants us to have better than that. I know sometimes we have to do what the doctors say to get us so far, but, you know, you can't just conjure up faith. It's something that God has to help us step by step do. And I've learned that the hard way, but I know that God will walk us hand by hand. He'll show us what we need to do, and if we lean in harder on him, that we can draw closer to him. And he's going to take care of all of us, and I praise God for that.
Amen.
Just remember me also as far as a car. It makes it a little difficult to get to church. You know, sometimes you have to go an hour or two early, but God knows all about it. He'll take care of us. I'm not one that wants to speak for material things, but God says you have not because
right.
you ask not. And
Amen.
I want to just give that to him tonight.
Amen. So let's go to the Lord in prayer and pray over all these needs right now. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, God, you see every need, God, that was done, been turned in here tonight. Father, we just bring them to you, Lord. We place them, God, right at the foot of the cross.
Lord,
right now, Father, we just ask you, God, that you will move upon them, Lord, that you will touch them, that you will take it.
God,
that you will heal their body. And Lord,
that
we just ask you, God, that you will touch them, God, that's on chemo, so that you will heal, Father, make them whole. And Lord, we just ask you, Father, that you will make the need, God, that Lord, that will give them a car, God, that needs a car. Father, we just ask you, Lord, that you will save, sanctify, and fill with the Holy Ghost. And Lord, that you heal Sister Robin's heart, Father. Hallelujah. Lord, just heal, make it whole, Father. And Lord, we give you the praise
yes,
and the glory
God.
And honor, Father. Lord, just supply,
yes,
God.
Thank you,
and Lord, that you just, and God, that you're able, Father, Lord, to supply
Lord, we love
God.
You and we praise
Jesus.
You, God.
Lord, we call these
yes,
things
God
as they end as they would be, Father.
God.
In Jesus' holy name, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
praise.
God.
Praise God. Praise God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Go
you,
ahead
Lord.
There. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Okay, we're going to read a few more here, and we'll get you back in our Sister Gladys, and we'll get Sister Robin.
Okay.
1 Samuel 3, verse 11. And the Lord said to Samuel, Behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle. In that day I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house when I began. I will also make an end, for I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth. Because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them not. And therefore I have sworn unto the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be purged with sacrifice nor offering forever. And Samuel laid until the morning and opened the doors of the house of God. Of the Lord. And Samuel feared to show Eli the vision. Then Eli called Samuel, and Samuel said, My son, and he answered, Here am I. And he said, What is the thing that the Lord said unto thee? I pray thee, hide it not from me. God do so to thee. And more also, if thou hide anything from me of all the things that he said unto thee. And Samuel told him every whit, and hid nothing from him. And he said, It is the Lord. Let him do what seemeth him good. And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. and all Israel from Dan even to Beersheba knew that Samuel was established to be the prophet of the Lord, and the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We've heard the word read, and that's what we need to hear is the word. You know, the word will set us free, and the word will take us through. You know, praise God. I'm just going to go ahead, Sister Gladys, and turn it over to you and let you go ahead and obey the Lord.
Okay. Go ahead.
Just go ahead there, then Tim will sing a song after you there then.
Okay. You know, there's different ways that the Lord can speak to us, and I've learned that recently. You know, the Lord can speak to us in dreams. He can speak to us in visions. He can speak to us in the Word through songs. You know, I glorify Him that there's many ways that He can speak to us. And back in 2005, I was at a church camp. I was one of the leaders there. And God showed me a vision that had my son. He was there was a circle of angels around him, and there were flames of fire next to those angels, and Jesus and my son were standing in that circle. And, you know, my son deals with different things, and there's generational curses that sometimes we just have to pray them off of our children and our loved ones. But I know this much, God revealed to me that He's going to break every chain. You know, I love that song, Break Every Chain. And in that dream, He kept reaching up to the Lord, but He didn't quite know how to reach Him. But when He finally did reach up to the Lord, He put His head on Jesus' chest. And I thank God that then the angels were carrying, they were holding the flames in their hand. And I know that one day, God's going to bring deliverance to my son and many other loved ones that I deal with. Like, you know, I speak about drug addicts because they need love too. They need to be shown. Sometimes your actions will speak louder than any words. And if we're supposed to be like Jesus, we need to let the drug addicts, the drunks, everyone around us that, you know, we got to get out of this mind frame that they're going to be holy when they walk through those back doors. That's not so. But, you know, I like what you said, Brother Yearwood. You were honest and upfront with your son. You told him, unless people are crying out for forgiveness, the Lord doesn't hear their prayers. You know, that crushed my husband when we had been praying for his wife, and this man was his boss, and he looked at me and he said, well, God hears your prayers. And he looked at my husband and he said, but He doesn't hear yours. And my husband was hurt by that. But, you know, when we cry out for our loved ones, little by little, the Holy Spirit will continue to draw them. And the Lord's let me know recently that He's drawing my son. When he lays his head on the pillow, he's listening to God, and I praise Him for that. You know, we need to live a life in front of our children and our loved ones, because that may be the only Bible they ever read. But I praise Him tonight. And, you know, like Brother Yearwood was saying, that the enemy has fought this broadcast. But I know that the word won't go out void. It's reaching out and touching many souls.
Amen.
You know, I've got a granddaughter that's about the height of where our printer is, and sometimes she likes to push the buttons. And when I go out there to print the King James Version Bible scriptures, it won't come out of the printer. So I just say, well, devil, I've still got my Bible. So I go forward. And Brother Yearwood, just remember that if you need help with those computers, my husband works on computers, and maybe he can help you out with that. Just call with the questions or the problems that you have. And you know, if we live closer, honey, I would send you a computer tomorrow if we had the money for it. God will still provide. He's a God of provision, and I know He's going to make a way where there seems to be no way for this broadcast to make ends meet. And I thank Him for that. In John chapter 5, He said in verse 24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. You know, sometimes we have to watch what we say, and I'm learning the hard way. Sometimes we get frustrated with our family members, and it was a rebuke, but the Lord chastened me and said, you know, your son doesn't need a rebuke right now. He needs to see your love. And I went back and apologized to him, and I told him, I said, honey, I said, the person that you need in your life is Jesus. He can help you with whatever need that you have, that you have to seek him. You know, he's called to preach, and he's running as hard as he can. I have to admit, I ran for 5 years from the Lord and preaching. I was scared to death. It's not something I sat down one day and said, well, Lord, yeah, I want to be a preacher. No, a lot of times when you're called to preach, you want to run from it. I thank God that he's got me where he wants me to be. I'm still a full-time job for him sometimes. A lot of times when people want to whisper in my ear about different things and love her heart, she's gone on to be with the Lord now. My mother-in-law would talk to me about different people, and I'd say, honey, I've got a full-time job, just keeping myself in line. And I praise him for that. And then I want to go back over some of those scriptures in chapter in John, chapter 10, verse 3 through 4. And it said, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And where he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Like Brother Yearwood was saying, that man could make that call to those sheep and knew exactly where to go. But when they were trying to chase him with the cars, they went in every direction. And that's the thing that the people of God included needs to really take a good look at who they're listening to and what counsel they're getting today. Because it's going to be false prophets. And like the Word of God said, when they say go in the field and go here and go there, the prophet's there. The prophet's already come. Jesus, our Savior, has already come. And the thing I know is he was more than a prophet. He was the King of kings and Lord of lords. And he's still sitting on the throne of God. And I praise God for that. He's not stepped off that throne. And he's still there and he's almighty. And I know that when I have a need in the midnight hour, you may not be able to call a friend. You may not be able to call a doctor when you're sick in the middle of the night. But you can lift your hands up to the Lord and you can touch your babies and say, Lord, heal them. You've got the power. And he will. He has done it for my children. And I praise him tonight. You know, we were talking about hearing the voice of God. And we have to watch that we don't listen to the enemy. The enemy will put negative thoughts. Jesus is never one to bring confusion. I've learned this too. If you feel pushed to do something, that's of the enemy. The Lord will lead. He doesn't push. And I praise him for that. And I want to turn it back over to you, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. So we'll let Tim sing for songs here, then we'll get Sister Robin to come back and obey the Lord. Yeah.
Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. I've got Jesus on my mind. Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. I've got Jesus on my mind. When I wake up in the morning and go throughout my day, I just want to praise his name all along the way. He has been so good to me, so faithful and kind. That's why I want the world to know I've got Jesus on my mind. Oh, Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Oh, Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. I've got Jesus on my mind. When Satan tries to tempt me with worry and with doubt, I just choose to trust him. He always brings me out. He is always with me and he's always on time. That's why I want the world to know I've got Jesus on my mind. Oh, Jesus, 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 I got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Jesus, got him on my mind. I've got Jesus on my mind. Jesus, 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 I got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. I've got Jesus on my mind. I got him on my mind. Got him on my mind. In the early morning, I got him on my mind. When my heart is troubled, I got him on my mind. Got him on my mind. Got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 I got him on my mind. Oh, Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 got him on my mind. I've got Jesus, yes I have. I've got Jesus, I've got Jesus on my mind.
Sister Robin, just go ahead and obey the Lord down there.
Okay, I'm going to read some scripture for you. And I don't know why the Lord wants me to read this, but he's got his reasons.
Amen.
It's in Mark 7, starting with verse 31. And again, departing from the coast of Tyre and from Sidon he came into the Sea of Galilee through the midst of the coast of Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers in his ears. And he spit to heaven. He said, saith unto him, Ephatha, that is, be open. And straightway his ears were open, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake again. And he charged them that they should tell no man, but the more he charged them, so much the more a great deal they published it. And they were beyond measure astonished, saying, he has done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. And you were talking about the small, still voice. And this just made me look at this and realize that even the deaf people heard.
Amen.
They heard. They heard what Jesus had to say. And if you look over there in Mark 4:23, it said, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. We need to be listening to the voice of God. You know, I realize that there's so many things that goes on in our daily lives that we may not understand what God is trying to tell us. But sometimes we have to stand still and see the glory of the Lord. And we have
Amen.
To listen to what he has to say to us. We may not understand it, but the Spirit will let us know exactly what's going on.
Amen.
God sent his Spirit for us. Any man can have this Spirit if he will believe in God, listen to God, and obey his commandments. That's one of our jobs, is to obey the word of God. Most
Amen.
People are not obeying. They're not listening. They're not listening to the word. They're not reading the word. They're not listening to the word. So God can't speak to them. You would just
Amen.
Have to have compassion on these people and keep them in prayer and realize that they will come to the Lord. They will come to the Lord, but they have to make the first move. And for all those people out there that don't know Jesus, we pray right now that you would be saved,
yeah.
filled with the Spirit, and filled with the Holy Ghost. And
mm-hmm.
I just want to say right now, the Lord loves you. You're not forgotten, but you have to listen.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's what the Lord wanted me to say.
Praise the Lord. That's a real good word there, sister. That's right. You know, everywhere Jesus went, he went about doing good. He went about
right.
healing the He went about cleansing the leopards. Even though he cleansed 10, but only one returned back to him. But he didn't forget them other nine. He said, where's the other nine? He said, didn't I cleanse 10? But only one returned back to give him the praise for it. And, you know, God is still God today. You know, if he cleansed them then, he'll
Amen.
Cleanse them today. And whatever
yes.
he done back then, he's still doing today. We just got to realize that, you know, and know that beyond every shadow of a doubt, you know, I don't know why this come to me, but this come back to me again. I kind of testified on it a little bit there Sunday night in church. When I was about 5 years old, I fell out of the back end of a pickup truck, moving down the road, and it knocked me out, put a big knot up over my eye, and the people that was driving the truck that I was riding in the back end of, they wanted to take me to the doctor, and my mother and daddy said, no, I said, just bring him on in here. So they took me in there and put me in the bed, and they began to pray for me. Called a neighbor across the road there and got them over there, and they, him and his wife come over, and they began to pray for me. They prayed for me, I guess, I don't know how long. I don't even know how long I was out. But anyway, I didn't go to the doctor. The Lord brought me out of it. And there ain't a thing world wrong with me now. So I thank God for that. I could have been damaged, but I wasn't. And I got my wrist broke. Along about the same age. And they didn't take me to the hospital to get the bone set. They just began to pray for me. And my wrist is just as good as ever. And God touched me and healed me. So if he done that for Lloyd Yearwood, he'll do it for you.
Yeah,
you're
amen.
Out there and you got a problem, all you got to do is just get a hold of somebody and get them praying for you. The word said
amen.
In Matthew I believe 18 and 19, it says, if any two on earth touch and agree on any one thing, ask whatsoever you will of my Father, and that will I do. And if we'll call upon the name of the Lord and ask him to touch us and ask him to heal us and ask him to meet our needs, he's obligated to do it because he said he would.
Amen.
If we'll just only serve him and do what he says for us to do, now we've first got to do what he said for us to do. He don't hear somebody that's not living right and somebody that's halfway living. He don't hear a sinner's prayer except he's repenting.
Right.
If he's repenting, then he'll hear him. But I've had people say, oh, I prayed for this and I prayed for that, and living like the very old spirits of Satan, his own self, and everybody knows it and they're not ashamed of it. And they say, well, God heard me and answered me. No, God didn't hear them and answer them, because he said in his word, and he's not going to go against his word, he said he would not hear a sinner's prayer except they repent. So, you know, that's what
Amen.
People need to realize tonight, that if they'll do God's will and they'll turn to God and hear God's voice and turn their face to God, then God will turn the face to them. He said, draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you.
Amen.
If we'll draw nigh to God, then God's going to draw nigh to us. And whatever we asked him for, you know, over there in one passage of Scripture, he said that when we down praying, he didn't, I don't think he said it down, but he said when you're praying and you doubt not, whatever that you ask, you shall receive him. And, you know, I tell you what, whatever that we're needing and we're down and praying and truly turning our heart over to God and asking God to move for us, God will move, and he will give us whatever that we have the need of. And I praise God for that tonight. I just praise God for everything that he's doing for us. And
Amen.
I just thank God for this service here tonight. I know it's going to be a good one because the devil's been fighting too strong against it. Praise God.
Yeah, I just want to say that back in 1992, I was a young Christian. I had just gotten saved in October the 3rd, 1992. And the Lord had me to turn to Matthew 6. Well, I had said, Lord, I haven't got nothing to wear to church, because I was supposed to go that Sunday. I had gotten saved on the day before at a yard sale. And the devil was whispering in my ear, you ain't got nothing to wear. Well, I was sort of listening to that voice, but yet I was not listening to that voice. The devil was trying to make me think that I wasn't going to get to go to church, but my sister showed up with two skirts, and I got to go to church. The Lord gave this scripture here to me whenever I didn't think that I was going to have anything to wear to church. He said, Matthew 6, verse 25. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, or what you shall, or yet for your body what you shall put on. It is not the life, is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow and toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith?
Amen.
Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or withal, what shall we, wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. If I would have listened to the voice of the devil, he would have kept me out of church. But I just thank God that when I read that about, O ye of little faith, I said, Lord, forgive me. And I knew that he was going to supply me something before Sunday service. And my sister come in just a little while and brought me two skirts to wear. So I just thank
Amen.
God to his voice.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm believing tonight, Brother Yearwood, that God's going to make a way for you to have a better computer to where
Amen.
You guys won't have any more problems, that God's going to set it up to where, I believe this, I don't know where it's going to come from, the funding, but God can worry about that part, to where you guys won't have to worry and fret, because when you get on here, that shouldn't be something that distracts you. That's what the enemy wants to throw in our path today, I find, is distractions, whether it's through our children, computers, printers, whatever, you know. But I believe God's going to make a way for you. I really do. I know we can come into agreement right now in the name of Jesus that God's going to move on
Amen.
It and give you a better computer.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Let's just come in agreement. Go ahead and pray there.
Yes. Oh, Father God, we lift up this need and take it to your throne room. Heavenly Father, you see the need of my brother and my sister. Heavenly Father, this word is going forth out into the highways and the byways and going out into the nations. Father God, to lift and encourage people up, Father God. Setting people free, Father God. Your word is touching and healing lives, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that you will reach down and make a way where there seems to be no way. Financially, whatever it takes, Father God, move in a mighty way. We speak to this mountain now, Father God. Be thou removed as far as any hindrances. Father God, we lift it up to you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give it to you, Father God. We're coming into agreement without any doubt, no hindrances. In the name of Jesus, I give it to you.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus'
name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Appreciate
Hallelujah.
That. Praise the Lord. I believe God's going to make a way. Praise
yes,
the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. You going to sing now? Praise the Lord. Okay, we're going to let Tim sing another song here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Something's missing, and hear a still small voice that just keeps dismissing. Do you know how it feels to be troubled inside, to think just for you on a cross someone died? Do you know how it feels when he knocks to surrender, has your sins washed away, never to be remembered? And know that it's real. Tell me, do you know how it feels? Then how does it feel to know you're a child of the King? Your Heavenly
Amen.
Father owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right when you lay your head on your pillow each night and know that it's real? Ain't it good to know how it feels? Do you know how it feels when your cold heart is melted and tears started flowing the moment you felt it? Do you know how it feels to know you've been tamed, and it seems that the whole world has been rearranged? Do you know how it feels wherever you've grown? You still get a feeling you're not at home, knowing who to know you are mine, by the one who created the stars up above. How does it feel to know you're all right when you lay your head on your pillow each night and know that it's real? Ain't it good to know how it feels? Ain't it good to know how it feels?
Wait a second, no.
Joy and speak of all. I've got joy and speak of hope down inside my soul. It's running deep, it's running wide, it's running over down inside. Earthly things cannot replace this happiness I feel. It comes from Jesus Christ, a comforting soul real. Joy and speak of hope down inside my soul. Oh, I've got joy and speak of hope down inside my soul. It will be full, it will remain, it melts the sorrow and all pain. I'm accounted all for good when things are dark at night. I know he'll restore my soul with the morning light. Joy and speak of hope down inside my soul. Oh, I've got joy and speak of hope down inside my soul. Joy, sweet joy, joy, sweet joy, joy, sweet joy, 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 down in my heart. I've got joy unspeakable down inside my soul. Well, I've got joy unspeakable down inside my soul.
I've got joy,
I've got joy,
way down inside
my soul, down inside my soul. Praise the Lord.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. Song there. If you got your Bibles out there and you want to turn with us, we're going to read just a little bit here from Acts, the second chapter. We're still talking about the sound. And you know what kind of a sound? You know, they heard a great sound. And that sound is still going forth today.
Yes,
if people just only
open
up and listen for it. So in verse 1 it says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. You know, they were all sitting there. They were sitting there listening. They were sitting there waiting because Jesus told them to go up into the upper room and stay there until they receive power from on high. And, you know, that's what God is doing. So I'm going to let Betty read here for us. Starting in verse 2.
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting.
Amen. So that was the sound, you know, that they were listening for. And, you know, praise God, that sound come from heaven, and they were all sitting there, and they heard it just sound like a rushing mighty wind. When it come in there, and praise God, you know, that's the sound today that'll go across this land. if people will only listen for it and just only believe for it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go ahead and read some more.
Verse 3, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Amen.
And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in his own tongue wherein we were born?
Amen. Praise God. You know,
praise God.
That was because of the Holy Ghost, you know, come up there, and they was all sitting in one place in one accord, and the Holy Ghost come up on them, and they all received it, you know, and I believe the scripture goes on and tells us that there was 120 sitting up there, and one of them was namely was Mary. Jesus' mother was sitting up there with them. And when the Holy Ghost come in and filled the house where all they were sitting, and you know, praise God today, the Holy Ghost will come in and he will fill the whole house. If we'll all get into one mind and one accord in one place, that's hard to get everybody to do anymore. They come in, seem like they've got their minds wandering on everything else. But
yeah,
praise God, if they'd all come in with a single mind and a single heart up on the Lord and trust in God, God could still fill the whole house today, just like he did today with the Pentecost when it was fully come. They all began to speak with new tongues. I know today there's a teaching going around saying that the Holy Ghost is not for us today. That was only for of the 12 disciples. But brothers and sisters, I believe the Bible teaches us down in Acts 2 and 38, it said, every one of you repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. And it goes on in, and it says, this promise is to you and to your children as far off as many as our Lord God shall call. Right here in 39 it says, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. You know, today that is the same thing there. Praise God. He's telling us if we'll only do what he tells us to do, and we hear the voice of God, he's obligated to fill us with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And we can all speak with a new tongue. We'll all, praise God, will be glorifying God. I tell you what, that's what we need to do today, is to hear the sound of God. Hear his voice one more time. To hear his spirit one more time. I hear that rushing mighty wind that it come across the air again, comes into our hearts and into our minds, into our souls. Praise God, that's what we need to do, is just to reach out and say, Lord, fill me with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. As we've been saved and been washed in his blood and sanctified and filled, we need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise God, and that will let us walk, and that will let us talk. Praise God. I'm so thankful tonight that we've got a God that is still reaching out to us, still turning it all over to us, still giving us the way to go. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful tonight that we can hear the voice of God. Praise God. I tell you what, I wouldn't serve something that I couldn't hear. I wouldn't serve something that I couldn't feel. And I'm so thankful tonight that we can feel of the baptism of the Holy Ghost when it starts moving up on us. If you can't feel it, then you need to go back to the altar and get another dip of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, because he will fill you, my friend. He'll let your cup runneth over. That's what he's wanting to do tonight, is to let you out there, let your cup runneth over, and praise God. He said that he would cause, be just like the Spirit would overflow out of your body, just like a living water. Hallelujah. I didn't get that just exactly word by word, but praise God, God knows what I'm trying to say, and I think a lot of you know. Praise God, if we'll just only humble ourselves down, and God will, as we go forth to witness to people, they be spirit of living water overflowing out of our inner beams, out of our bellies shall flow rivers of living water. The word of God, hallelujah, shall flow out of our temples. And I praise God for that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Sister Gladys, I'll let you go ahead and tell about your church there, and we'll get you, sister, tell about your church. Sister Robin.
We're on U.S. 60 East and that 6367 on, like I said, U.S. 60, and we're in Pokesville, Kentucky, and we have Sunday service at 10, preaching at 11, 6 o'clock service at night, and then during the week it's at 7 on Wednesdays. Everybody's welcome.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Appreciate that.
Amen.
Sister Robin, come in there and tell us about your church there.
Oh, I love my church. I love my pastor. And the word has really been coming forth. Brother John Samples is our pastor. And we're located downtown Thomaston, Georgia. I believe that's Highway 36 through there. West Main. I'm not sure. It's West Main. But anyway, everybody's welcome to come. Sunday school starts at 10. Church is at 11 on Sunday, 6 o'clock on Sunday night, and 6 o'clock on Wednesday night.
Praise the Lord. We
everybody's
appreciate
welcome.
That. Praise the Lord. Everybody hear it, and in the Marys there, go out and be with them there and worship the Lord with them in spirit and truth. So here, I'm going to let Betty give you our church announcements and everything.
Madisonville Church of God. If anybody's in the Madisonville, Tennessee area, come and be with us or surrounding areas. The address is 3895 New Highway 68, Madisonville, Tennessee. And Sunday morning at 10 a.m. is Sunday school, morning worship at 11, Sunday night at 6:30 p.m., and Wednesday night at 7 p.m.
Praise
Amen.
Lord. They're saying we got 90 seconds, so we'll just go ahead and say good night to everybody, and we appreciate everybody and glad everybody called in and was a part of the service. And I tell you, I thank God he moved and got us through this service. So just praying for a better one next week. And I don't know, Brother and Sister Green didn't make it in tonight, but they got a service on Friday night from 10 until 12. So you can call in there and be on their broadcast. So God bless everybody, and we love you. And we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.